Alan.
Naya, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm very, very good. Where are you right now? Because I feel like you have to be on the road 24/7.
I'm literally on the road right now. I'm driving up to L.A., to Los Angeles, on the 5 freeway.
Oh, the weather's got to be better there than it's going to be here. It's going to be 100 degrees this weekend here in Bridgeport.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah, we're not looking forward to it, but we are looking forward to WWE Live coming Sunday, July 8th to the Webster Bank Arena here in Bridgeport.
We can't wait either. I'm very excited.
You've had a pretty big year already. You won the Raw Women's Championship earlier this year at WrestleMania, the grandest stage of them all. What was that like?
It's hard to put in words because it would have been like 12 years since there was a singles woman match that was a title match at WrestleMania, and there actually was two of those on the card, plus an all-female battle royal and a mixed tag match with Ronda and Stephanie. So to win there, it meant a lot. It was incredible.
Well, really, it was sort of the culmination of the women's revolution that's been going on in wrestling. And I mean, you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, right? The ceilings keep being broken. There's no end to what we can do.
But unfortunately, as we're speaking right now, you don't currently hold the championship.
No, definitely not. That little weasel Alexa Bliss came and stole it from me.
But the plan is to get revenge coming up at Extreme Rules, I believe.
Yes, and I'm very excited about that. Trust me, the revenge is going to be sweet.
How did you get your start in wrestling? I know you come from your cousins with The Rock. What is it about your family that there's just so many wrestlers in it? Is it something in the water? What's going on?
We're physical people, you know. It is the water. That's what I think it is. I think it's the water. My family has a really like athletic background. And I think we all have, like, such big personalities, so we love to entertain. And plus, I mean, that's what WWE is, right? We're entertaining plus athleticism. And it's something that I caught a bug when I saw him. I saw Dwayne at WrestleMania 28, and it was just electrifying. I know it's so cliche, but I was electrified by all the energy and the crowd and the people and the entertainment. And I thought maybe I should try it out. And when I asked The Rock's mom, my aunt, she said that you are something this company needs. They need to see a big, strong woman go out there and show the world that she can do something like this as well. So that's how I got the bug, and then I tried out, and they liked me.
If somebody in your family doesn't get into this sort of a business, are they excommunicated?
Completely. We don't speak to them. We're like, you go over there. We don't talk to you. This is what this family's all about.
Now, when you come to Bridgeport this weekend, you're teaming up with Ronda Rousey, and you're going to take on Alexa Bliss and Mickey James. Now, Ronda, we all know her from the UFC, and she made her in-ring debut at WrestleMania. But, like, where do you think she's at the highest level right now? Are you ready to take her on one-on-one? Like, where do you think she's at right now?
You know, Ronda she's an extremely good athlete, and she has a thirst for this company, and she's definitely willing to work hard to get to where she needs to be. I think she's doing great. You know, our match at Money in the Bank was, you know, if you watched it, we were brutal. We went toe-to-toe and really brought it. I think she's doing great. And, you know, she's only going to get better from here. So I'm definitely willing to take her at any point in her career because I feel as though, you know, I can definitely bring the fight to her. So I'm excited to team up with her, though, because could you imagine us beating up on Alexa Bliss and Mickey James? That's definitely a sight to see.
Well, you guys both have the size advantage, without question. I mean, Ronda's got it, you've got it. So I think if I've got to put my money down, I think I've got the two of you.
Good. You're going to make your money back and then some.
In your career, you've been on both sides of the coin. You've been face and heel. Do you have a preference to one over the other?
You know, what's funny is everybody keeps trying to label like who I am and what I'm doing. I don't mind either one, you know. I love the fans regardless. If they want to boo me, if they want to cheer me, I still love them because they come and we put the show on for them. So I don't mind either one.
You can have fun both ways.
Exactly. Like there's times where Nia Jax needs to do things dirty and, you know, kick crap out of somebody that somebody might not like. And there's times where Nia Jax is going to kick the crap out of somebody that somebody doesn't like and it's going to cheer her on. So it's either way, you know.
Believe me, I'm jealous. I have to be one way on the radio. I wish I could play both sides.
I get away with just being what I want. You know, that's the epitome of my character is that I can do whatever I want because that's who I embrace exactly who I am. Not afraid to do or say what I want.
On top of wrestling, you're still on Total Divas. Are you filming season 8 right now?
Yes, we're currently filming season 8. I want to say, I guess I might get ahead of myself, but I think this is the best season we've filmed so far.
Really?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. It's been a great cast, and, you know, it's very strong cast of women, all people, and I have a feeling the fans are really going to enjoy this season.
Any hints as to where you guys may be going in this upcoming season? Any sort of locales or anything like that?
Well, we do have a birthday celebration for Natty and I in Miami, which is quite entertaining. You guys definitely want to tune in because there was a dance-off between Team Natty versus Team Nia. And I don't know if you've seen Natty dance, but let's just say that, you know, Team Nia pretty much knocked it out of the park. And then we actually had an amazing, very empowering and uplifting trip to Lake Tahoe that we just got back from. I feel as though the audience is really gonna love this season with that trip as well.
Very nice.
Then, yeah, it's gonna be great.
That'll be later this year, but of course, coming up this weekend, WWE Live at Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport. We're talking with Nia Jackson. As you certainly know, the WWE headquarters is actually right down the road from us. It's here in Stamford. I mean, we pass by it all the time. Have you ever had any chance to spend any time around here, around the headquarter building?
I have not. I feel like I think I'm the only one. I have not yet to be able to spend some time there. Every time I'm around there, I love it. It's so beautiful. But I haven't even had a chance just because, like you said, I'm always on the road and the go. I haven't had the opportunity and the privilege to enjoy it as much.
Well, you'll have to make up for it when you come next weekend.
Exactly. That's definitely on my list. I'm going to make that make it happen.
This weekend, Webster Bank Arena, Sunday, July 8th. It's WWE Live when Nia Jax teams up with Ronda Rousey. She's making her Bridgeport debut, and they're taking on Mickie James and Alexa Bliss. It is going to be amazing. We can't wait for it. Nia, thanks for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. I cannot wait to come out there.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.